Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Camel Country 107.9. Gunner is spreading the love, one call at a time.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne 720. I love you, man.
Tyson is in Florence. He wants me to razz his dad, Phil. Phil lives in Portland and was recently here visiting. Phil is always here for lengthy periods of time because he hates to fly.
So, okay.
Might as well make the most of it every time you fly in, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
He's terrified of flying. Well, right now, at the time of this call, he was at Sky Harbor. Tyson said he probably took some anti-anxiety medication. He's waiting to board. So I'm going to call Phil from the airline to inform him of an issue with the plane that he's about to board.
You are horrible.
I did feel bad with this call.
Oh, my gosh, Kate.
How does Phil take it? Let's find out. Here's my call to Phil. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mr. please.
Speaking.
Hi, sir. My name is Trevor. I'm calling from Air Customer Care. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So the reason I'm calling, and I apologize that it's last minute. There's an issue with the aircraft that you're going to be flying on this afternoon.
An issue?
Yes, sir. The gate agents, they're at the airport. They aren't yet aware of the issue, so there's been no announcements or anything like that there at the airport. But flight operations is having us call all the passengers individually at the phone numbers provided to us on their reservation.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what's the issue?
We just need to make a few adjustments to the aircraft because... Well, look, I'm just going to be honest with you. The aircraft that you're going to be flying on up to Portland has one engine.
Well, all right. Well, I'll be walking home. All right. I hate flying as it is, so I'm not getting on a plane that's got one engine. So you're serious right now.
I am. It was an unfortunate bird strike on the last flight. It took out one of the engines on the flight into Sky Harbor, but maintenance has looked at the issue. They've cleared the aircraft to fly with the one engine. Airplanes can fly on one engine. So really, I mean, this really isn't that much of an issue.
Well, I'm not stepping foot onto an airplane with one engine. So are you serious? You expect me to do that?
Well, I am serious. I mean, do you think I just prank call people like this for a living?
Well, no, but I just don't understand that the plane I'm about to get on has one engine, yet you want to fill the plane and fly it with one engine for, 2 hours or however long it's going to take.
Yes, sir. The maintenance has cleared the aircraft to fly.
Okay. Well, again, I won't be getting on that plane. So what are you going to do for me about that? Like a full refund, I'd assume?
The aircraft is perfectly capable of flying with only one engine. That's why there's two engines anyway. If one goes down, there's always a backup.
What happens if you're already down an engine, we go in the air, and then that one engine goes down? Well, you see what I'm saying? Mm.
Do you have all your affairs in order?
What did you just say?
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. That engine will be just fine. We do understand that people need to get home. Maintenance cleared the aircraft to fly with the one engine.
Okay, listen. I'm not getting on that plane. You can transfer me to a flight that has both engines working. And until that happens, I'll just sleep here or whatever until I'm able to get onto a flight that has, working engines, both of them, all of them.
All right, sir, all we need to do before you get on board this particular flight, we just need a few extra details from you.
Yeah, I'm not getting on the flight.
I just need a next to kin and your blood type.
Listen, I'm not giving you anything. It's not going anywhere, all right? I'm going to saddle up to the bar here. And freaking, I don't know, wait till you give me back my money.
Sir, just rest assured, man, that the aircraft is safe to fly on. Maintenance cleared it. You're good to go.
Yeah, okay. I'm not stupid, all right? I've heard everything that you're saying. You're not listening to me. I'm not stepping one foot out of that airplane. Are you listening to me?
I am listening to you. We just want to get you home safely. That's all we're trying to do here, okay?
Okay, that's not going to happen with one engine, all right? At least not with me. You know, other passengers, I don't care how stupid they are, but I'm not going to... playing one engine. All right, so I'll just wait at the I can see a bar, so I'll go walk over there and I'll just
all right, okay. While you do that, I just need one more thing from you. What's your life jacket size?
All right, what's your supervisor's name? Because I'm done with this joking around. Who is this?
Sir, my name's Trevor. I'm with Airlines.
All right, Trevor, listen to me. I hate flying. You're calling me right now to tell me that this airplane I'm supposed to board is down an engine. Like, do you understand my frustration here?
I do understand the frustration, and I will tell you right now, though, that none of this has been real. I love you, man.
What the hell are you talking about?
This is actually Gunner from Gunner in Cheyenne on Campbell Country 107.9. It's a radio station here in Phoenix. This is called an I Love You Man call. It's a prank call. Your son Tyson set you up. He told us you're at the airport and he wanted me to razz you.
Well, what the hell is he doing that for?
He wanted me to give you a little razzing before you left. It's a prank phone call. He gave me the idea. He told me you're terrified of flying, and he just wanted me to give you a little razzing. Well, did you piss him off or something, or what?
I don't know. It sounds like he wants to be cut out of my will.
I feel bad, dude. Phil, safe travels to Portland, man. I love you, man.
Well, I'm calling my son right now.
Yeah, he was.
He's going to saddle up to the bar.
Until you get me on a plane with two engines. That is I Love You Man, Campbell Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.